Hi everyone, it's Naz here. So next week's episode is about men's groups and women's groups and whether we still need them in this day and age. But this week I'm going to bring you some reaction to last week's episode. That was about men and feminism, asking whether men should be involved in feminism and if so, how. Okay, my oh my, I've had a lot of interesting reactions to it. And speaking of men and feminism, there's a cool podcast you should listen to, which is two men trying to figure this all out for themselves, amongst lots of other really important issues too. It's called Fine and Dandy with Dan and Andy. I'll say some more about that later. But lots of reaction to last week's episode on the gender knot. To give a quick overview, we had the discussion between myself and Michelle Lim and Shay Wilson, and a ton of women could absolutely relate to that dynamic of, you know, asking a man to help spread a message or to even just understand some part of the female experience and then finding that the conversation becomes all about the male and the man has gone really offended. And yeah, it's just a frustration that so many women could relate to. And I had some men find that dynamic interesting as well. Some of them were really angry at Shay about the discussion, and others could see times when they've done something similar themselves, but also some guys thought that maybe I'd just been a bit harsh as well. But yeah, that whole thing really resonated with a lot of women, and that was really, really interesting. Otherwise, I think I've confused a ton of men about whether they should be feminists or not. That's the section where my guest Lucy and I talked about male feminists, and she asked if male feminists want a cookie. I'm going to play you two tapes of reaction to that from two different men. First up, we've got Jens Vaiman. We had a chat in a London side street one evening, as that whole conversation totally confused him. Here it goes.
I just got so confused after this podcast last week. I went through all these emotions of being curious and being angry and being disappointed and again just ending up being super confused. I mean, I knew that feminism existed obviously for the last few years, and I'm a good guy, so I know how to treat women and that everyone should get the same money and be treated the same way and have the same education and all these things. Obviously always believed in that. Cool. But then at some point I stumbled upon a video by Emma Watson on YouTube and her the He for She campaign that she's promoting. So I watched her speech that she gave, I think at the, what was it, the UN?
I think so, yeah.
Something.
Because that's a UN initiative.
Correct, yeah. Correct. As it happens, when you spend like the Sunday on the sofa and you click through YouTube, I just continued watching some Emma Watson stuff about equality and what she's doing. So that got me started into thinking about the whole equality and feminism and like, yeah, feminism, maybe I as a guy also should have a word in that and should say, okay, I'm a feminist. And then there was a different video where Emma Watson answers questions to random people on the street. And one...
So they ask her questions?
They ask questions and she answers them. And one guy probably, no, it's a boy, probably like 13, 14 years old. I don't even remember what question he asked her. But her reaction was, oh yeah, good. So you would you consider yourself already at your age a feminist? And the boy's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, that's amazing. And the fact that she asked the boy, do you think you are a feminist, kept me thinking like, shit, do I think I'm a feminist? What if Emma Watson starts questioning me and is like, do you think you're a feminist? And so I thought about it for a few days and then I thought, okay, yeah, actually, yes, I should for once in my life say, yes, I am a feminist. Like, I should say yes to this.
And then you listen to my
podcast.
And
then I listen to your podcast and I get super confused. Like, is it a bad thing now?
Do you want me to say something to that? Or?
Yeah, please.
Well, I'm talking about the section about male feminists. I assume that's the bit you're talking
correct,
about, right?
Correct, correct.
So I'm not going to speak on behalf of Lucy, the guest. On behalf of just me, I think my problem isn't about men being feminists. I think that's a hugely positive thing. My problem is about when men are feminists and they hijack the conversation and it
right.
all becomes about them.
Right.
So maybe... at least for me, I didn't frame it very well. So I'm a fan of you being a feminist, but not if like you're going to come in and you're going to speak on behalf of me and then not let me talk, or
yeah.
you're going to tell me what I should do, because then I'm just like, wait a minute,
absolutely.
Now it's all about you.
Absolutely. And I kind of agree, because I think maybe the word feminist is not the correct word for it, because I do support the whole cause, but someone on your podcast last week said that it's not your fight or something. So it's kind of true. It's not...
Yeah,
it's
it isn't,
me, but I still
but it kind
it.
Of is as well. I don't know. I'm pretty confused about it too, and I've just confused you and everyone.
You've confused me, but then I think you said something last week about guys using the feminist thing for getting laid or like starting to, and that's actually, I had to laugh about that because actually where do you put it? Where do you write that you're a feminist? And actually, this part, you know, it's like...
Are you trying to say you've used being a feminist to get laid?
I've not used it to get laid, but I've used it on my Tinder account to write there because I thought it would be an interesting conversation starter and would show what kind of guy I am. But it's actually kind of true that I'm also using it to put myself into a certain light position. Yeah.
Huh. So, are you annoyed with me after that show?
I'm confused a little bit because it's I want to support it, but I don't. I should not make it about myself. But should I say that I'm a feminist? Should I not say that? Emma Watson tells me I should say it. You tell me I should not say it. Maybe. So what should I do?
I don't know, man. But now I feel a little bit bad because, and maybe I don't know if this point came across. Maybe it didn't. Again, for me personally, I don't have a problem with men being feminists. It's more, don't make it all about you. But I will say one thing though. I often wonder, just in life in general, when people have to go on about them being something, usually they struggle with that thing.
Oh, true.
So it's kind of
true.
Like, you know, when people want to say something racist and they're like, I have loads of friends who are black. And it's like, what is that a way to like cover up that you're going to... So you work in tech, you might know what I'm talking about. It's something I see a lot in entrepreneurs where they constantly have to talk about how I'm a very authentic person, or I'm really into openness, or I'm into deep chats. And it's like, just be open and people will know, or like...
Yeah, the first time the person tells you, you're like, okay, fine. But the second and third time, you start to like, whoa.
You're a bit like, if you have to keep advertising that you're something, then maybe you struggle with it. So maybe it feels a bit the same with male feminists. It's like, if you have to keep going on that you're a feminist, about how you're a feminist, then it makes me question, is he really? Rather than just act in a way that supports women.
But you know what it did? Like when I watched a few of these videos by Emma Watson and these things, it made me thinking that also small things that I say or like that people at my workplace say that are actually funny, but they're maybe not that funny. So it started to make me think about it, and I think that's a good thing. I want to keep that. But I do agree, maybe the term feminist is not the best term.
After last week's show, do you think you're still going to call yourself a feminist? I'm really worried.
I'm not sure. I think I will still call myself a feminist, but I will be aware of the fact that I shouldn't present it
on your Tinder account.
On my Tinder account.
No, you can do that. I mean, you can do what you want. Like,
I don't know yet. I don't know. Maybe I think I will call myself a feminist if it comes up, but I probably won't present myself as a feminist when I introduce myself. Hi, I'm Jens, I'm a feminist. Probably stop doing that.
Have you been doing that?
No, I haven't.
Was there anything else in the show where you were like, hey, hang on a minute, did I piss you off in any way, apart from the male feminist thing?
You were pushing the guy that you were interviewing a bit.
Shay Wilson?
Yeah. But I mean, that's probably just you being a journalist and interviewing people. So I think that was fine. That was fun as well. So.
But did you listen to that as a guy and think, ah, that's really unfair, she doesn't understand a certain dynamic here? Like, do you think there's something I completely misunderstood?
No, actually not. I think maybe some of the sentences that he said, I would probably disagree. When he said, like, it's not my problem, and it's not... But I think some of the sentences, I might slightly disagree with it.
With so, him?
With him, yeah.
Saying that it's not his problem, he doesn't need to get involved.
Correct. And because I think it is my problem. It concerns my mother, it concerns my sister, my future wife, possibly. And even if I never marry a girl or a woman, it's still... does concern me because I believe that it would be a better place if everyone would have the same rights and the same possibilities. So that sounds super cheesy to say, but it's true, and in that way it concerns me as well. In that way I should be a feminist. So yes, that's my answer. I will still call myself a feminist also in the future.
Fantastic.
Okay, so Jens is still going to call himself a feminist. Now, some of you may recall Alec Molloy. He was in the episode on redefining and owning masculinity. He sent me a few annoyed-sounding messages about last week's episode, so I got him to hop onto Skype so he could tell me more.
I was listening to this podcast, and I was making dinner, and I was just like, I could not focus on making dinner. I was just like, it sounded so insane to me. I was like, oh man, I feel like I really need to mansplain something to your guest. I've got one kind of very simplified view of like the feminist struggle, which is that you have this power struggle between men and women, and men have this kind of like status quo, like they're the establishment, and we've got kind of everything all sorted out for us, and we're kind of on the top of the food chain, and women are on the bottom. And feminism's goal is to bring about some equality. To me, to say men shouldn't be feminists is like saying you have this whole power struggle and you're going to say, yeah, so the problem is the people who are in power have all the power, but we're not actually going to include them in the conversation. And if they're going to try and like become a part of it, we're actually going to kind of maybe complain about them trying to become a part of it.
I don't want to speak on behalf of Lucy, but definitely on my side. I think men should be involved in the conversation because, like you say, they hold the power. But it's more like when the conversation becomes all about them, which is kind of what was happening in the last discussion, where men want to come in and help out, and then it all becomes about them. And then you're like, right, so you're actually not helping out. And now there's this added aspect of, I have to do all this extra emotional labor so that you can actually listen to what I'm trying to say, you know?
Yeah, yeah. To me, what's really funny is, like, I mean, I think feminism is just in general, like, extra emotional labor that women should not have to deal with. I totally agree with Lucy. Like, I really just wish that we didn't have to deal with all this stuff, and people should just be really good. But to me, if you're looking at men who are like, oh my God, like, huge awakening, like, the things I'm doing are maybe kind of damaging to myself and to the woman around me. And hey, yeah, I'm going to make the whole conversation be about myself. And if you're going to complain about that, I mean, you can't just expect men to have like this huge like overnight butterfly transformation into like perfect feminists where they're like super hyper self-aware. Like, no, of course they're going to do that. Like, that's literally the thing that they do. Like, that's what we do is make it all about us. But if you take a look at that, it's the problem. But if you're saying, hey, we want things to change, and some dude is literally standing up saying, hey, things need to change, but they're doing it in their own dumb way, which is bad and hurtful, then don't stomp on that. Like, that's literally exactly what you want. Like, I don't see why any feminist should look at that and be like, oh my God, he's like owning the conversation, or he's just doing the same thing. Well, of course he's going to do that. That's what men do. Like, you want to change that, take that and try and do something with that.
But then what's the point of him getting involved if he's going to do what you say men do anyway?
It's the first step. It's literally, they haven't actually done anything other than just say, oh, okay, maybe I should look at this. And then suddenly they're like, oh wow, like, I really need to focus on this. And so they're going to maybe kind of overreact. If you kind of look at that as just like, hey, they're starting a very long journey and this is the beginning of it, and it's something that's kind of weird and ugly. And of course they haven't transformed into the perfect feminists like overnight, because you can't just do that. They're still who they are, but they're realizing that they want something to change. Literally, what more do you want than that? For like the first 60 minutes of someone like discovering they're going to be a feminist.
So you mean that discovering feminism and going on about it and making it all about you is the first step to the enlightenment? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not going to say it is for everyone, but I'm sure there are plenty of men out there who, for them, that is going to be their first kind of the first little baby steps. And really, if you're going to shame them doing that, then you've totally, like, you're going to like stomp out something potentially really beautiful.
So given that it seems you're saying that we women have to do all this extra emotional labor...
Dude, feminism just like by definition is this extra emotional labor that you shouldn't have to do. What I will say is, you don't need to like hold their hand and be like, oh, welcome to the world of feminism, and explain everything to them. But certainly, like, don't shame people for doing that. And maybe, I mean...
Do you think we were shaming them? Because, we're just trying to express how we feel, and it's seen as an attack, you know?
It probably could be seen as an attack. What I would say is I guess perhaps at the very least, take a look at it and be like, okay, that's pretty cool. Like, some dude is kind of maybe doing what they're doing like all the time, but at least they're stepping up and saying they want to change. Maybe there needs to just be a conversation, at least, like, what do you do?
So you're saying if a dude steps up and he's like, ooh, I want to be into feminism, and he makes it all about him, instead of being all, dude, what are you doing? We should be like, oh, that's great, but could you do this instead?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, once you get down with, if you phrase it like that, you start getting practical. I really kind of maybe falls apart, because I really don't know how to necessarily do that.
But when you were listening to our talk, did you personally feel attacked by it or defensive?
No, I felt like a bit of a lack of compassion, like, especially when you guys were like whining about Justin Trudeau, because, I mean, sure, he's using all of this stuff for political capital, but yeah, he's got like half of his cabinet is women, right? And I mean, yeah, sure, he's like using it for political capital, but what really more do you want out of someone in that kind of position?
Well, I guess it was what we were saying about using this as a portfolio issue, which then leads you to question if he's actually going to do what matters. I mean, sticking to Trudeau, you've got a lot about him being pro-environment on the surface, but then the policies he's putting through aren't actually pro-environment. So this is the problem.
Yeah.
And then you've got something similar with Macron in France, where it's all, he's into women stuff. And then, you know, some of the people he's been appointing are some rather dodgy and even like quite misogynistic men. So then it's like, oh, is this a cover? Because you're not actually helping the cause at all. And it's also kind of offensive because you're taking something that actually means something to a lot of women and is actually important to them, and you're using it for your own gains. So
that's a very, very good point.
If you wanted to sum up in one sentence what you think Lucy and I should be saying to men who are trying to be feminist but make it all about them, what would it be?
It's just appreciate that this is like, there's no overnight transformation. It is the beginning. It's like the first little baby steps of hopefully a journey towards better self-awareness.
Okay, because earlier when you said there was a lack of compassion, I'm like, our whole lives we women are constantly having to show compassion towards everyone. Like, oh, that guy was a jerk to me, but he's just insecure, poor him. Like, we're constantly having to show compassion. When I hear you say that, it's like, what about compassion for us?
Yeah, totally, totally fair enough. I mean, this is, again, coming from the male experience of never having had the whole kind of female experience of being, like, talked down to or whatever, and all I can really say is I have the experience of seeing a lot of men feel shamed or feel bad for the way they might have treated a woman. And then that totally turns them off of like wanting to hear like female perspectives. And it's really hard because, I mean, totally fair enough. If you guys are really pissed off at men, then like, yeah, I get it. Like, and you have a whole like history of like angry feminists who have like a lot of rights to be angry and pissed off and yelling and screaming. It's really, really impossible to get a complete picture on this.
There is so much to say about both these reactions, as well as all the reactions to this episode so far in general. So I'm going to come back to this topic in a few weeks. Get in touch with your thoughts and experiences. I'd love to hear from you. I'm at thegenderknot@gmail.com or message me on Facebook. Just search for The Gender Knot Podcast. If you're into this whole topic of how men can be feminists, then you should check out this cool podcast called Fine and Dandy with Dan and Andy. This podcast is all about this and much more. Daniel Carroll and Andy Hayes are two comedians who also happen to be straight, white, cis, American male, and they're trying to figure out how to be better men, not just in terms of gender, but also in terms of race and privilege and lots of other important and complicated issues. Find them and subscribe to their show. They're on iTunes, and you can also head over to fineanddandypod.com. It's fun, and they've been chatting to some super cool guests, like the writer Ijeoma Aluo. You may know her, and if the name seems familiar, she recently did that brilliant interview with Rachel Dolezal. They also had the author Lindy West. That was super, super fun. Anyway, head over and subscribe to their show, and I will speak to you next week about men's groups and women's groups. Okay, bye for now.